Today is All Saints Day. We celebrate the memory of all those who have reached the victory, who at this very moment are shining in glory in heaven. You know, the great saints who have come before us, just like in sports, we have like the Baseball Hall of Fame, those who have been the great heroes of the past. The saints are the ones who have achieved victory. So I want to spend a few minutes today with a little bit of apologetics, which is basically just apologetics is the ability to explain the faith to others and to defend it when people question our faith. Because devotion to the saints is one of those areas where a lot of times Catholics will get attacked over it, especially by the more fundamentalist Protestant perspective. You know, if people saw this statue of Mary here, the statue of St. Joseph over here, they would have some not very nice things to say about that. So the go-to verse, if people are going to criticize you over this practice, is from St. Paul, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. And the verse says, "For there is one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ." There's one mediator. And so by us, as Catholics, praying to the saints, when we should be praying to Christ, we're violating that teaching. We're going to someone else instead of going to Christ, and that's idolatry. And so that's what the most common objection people will have to devotion to the saints is right there, 1 Timothy chapter 2. So my question is, what would you say if someone came up to you and cited that verse? You know, a lot of times Catholics are a little intimidated because they're like, oh no, this person knows scripture passages. What do I do? What do I say to them? But I think the first thing that's helpful is to define what we mean by mediator. When we say that Jesus Christ is the sole mediator, what does that mean? Well, it means that there's only one source for the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus Christ's death on Calvary. He sacrificed himself, he paid the price for our sins, and so the only path to salvation is through Jesus Christ. So if I were to go to a saint, like let's say St. Peter, and say that St. Peter died for our sins, and that we don't have to go to Christ, we can go through St. Peter to get to the Father, and we can ignore Jesus Christ. Then we would be violating the mediatorship of Jesus Christ because he's the sole mediator. So if I were to say that St. Paul or St. Maximilian Kolbe, their death atoned for our sins, that would be violating this teaching of St. Paul. But that's not what we believe at all. I mean, I've never come across a Catholic in my entire life who thought you could replace Jesus Christ with a saint. What we're doing when we ask a saint to pray for us or when we're praying to the saints is basically we're asking St. Peter or St. Paul or St. Therese or St. Faustina. We're asking them to intercede on our behalf to the mediator, to Jesus Christ. So instead of just me praying to Jesus Christ, we have a whole bunch of people praying to Jesus Christ. So we're not violating the teaching on Christ being a mediator at all. We're affirming it. Christ is the sole mediator. But that does not mean that we can't ask other people to pray for us. You know, I can ask you to pray for me. I can pray for you. I can ask the saints to pray for me since they're already in the glory of heaven and they're closer to God than we are. So we can ask them for their prayers and their intercessions. So where in Scripture does it say that we should do that? Well, it's all over the place. We're constantly told that we should be praying for other people. And I'll give you a few examples. If we go to the Old Testament, Abraham interceded to save Lot. Moses interceded to save the people of Israel from destruction. St. Paul in the New Testament, he's constantly telling us to pray for each other. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Romans chapter 15, 30 to 32. Ephesians chapter 6, 18 to 20. Colossians chapter 4, verse 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 25. You get the point. Again and again and again, we're told to be praying for each other. And so the proper biblical teaching is that we should be interceding for each other. And that doesn't stop at death. And to prove that it doesn't stop at death, Revelation chapter 8, verse 4. John sees this vision of heaven. And he sees the prayers of the saints rising up with incense before the throne of God. It's right there in the book of Revelation, in heaven. The saints are interceding for us, and their prayers are directly before the throne of God. And so what we're doing as Catholics, by asking the saints to pray for us, which is what we're doing when we're interceding with the saints, we're following the proper biblical teaching. And that's been the teaching from the beginning of Christianity, and it goes all the way back to the Jewish people. They would intercede for each other. So God wants us to pray for each other. He could set it up and say, I want you to pray for me, to me directly, and don't ask anyone else to pray. He could have set it up that way, but he didn't. He put us in a community of faith where we're praying for each other, and we need the prayers of each other to reach our final destination. So unfortunately, when people do not have intercession to the saints, when they refuse that, they're cutting themselves off from a lot of grace. You know, they're saying, I don't want those prayers of the saints that are rising before the throne of God. We need every help we can get on the path to salvation, though. So it's important for us to understand the importance of the prayers of the saints. The fact that at this very moment, there are millions upon millions of saints in the glory of heaven praying for us right now. So hopefully what this should do is give us a little bit of confidence. If someone does question us, or if we've had doubts in the past about why we pray to the saints, hopefully this makes it clear. There's one mediator, Jesus Christ, who died for our sins. But the more people we have praying to the mediator, the better. And that's the biblical teaching, and that's the teaching that Christians have always adhered to. So first, that should give us some confidence that we are doing the right thing by praying to the saints. Two, their prayers have real value, and we're only going to know in the next life how important those prayers have been. And how many graces we receive through those prayers. And third, I think praying to the saints can give us a little bit of added motivation. It's easy for us to get caught up in the distractions of the world. You know, what our job requires of us, the duties to our family, the day-to-day tasks that we have to accomplish. And it's easy to lose sight of heaven. The saints remind us to keep our eyes on the finish line, because at this very moment, they're already at the heavenly banquet feast. They're around the throne of God, worshiping Him and adoring Him. That is our purpose in life. We were put here in this world in order to find that path to salvation so that one day we could enter into union with God and to keep our focus where it belongs. Because truly, when we get up in the morning, our first thoughts should be of the glory of heaven. And before we go to bed at night, the last thing we should be thinking of is our path to heaven. Are we getting closer? Are we advancing on the path of salvation? That's the purpose for what we're here on earth for. And the saints can help us to remind us to keep our focus on heaven. And they give us examples of how we can put Christ's teachings into practice. And there are saints in every walk of life. There are saints who were single. There are saints who were mothers, fathers, grandparents. Saints who were lawyers. Saints who were soldiers. Saints who were, in all different states of life. There were rich saints. There were poor saints. There are saints that we can look to no matter what state of life we're in as an example of how to heroically serve Christ. And so on this feast day of All Saints Day, we should have confidence in the power and intercession of the saints who are at this very moment are around the throne of Christ. And we should take our motivation from them. They've reached the finish line. And if we persevere and if we serve Christ as heroically as they did, then one day we'll behold Christ face to face as well.